Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Good evening, St. Louis, DGS 104.1 FM, KMOX. It is 8:39 p.m.
On Friday.
It is October 2027.
That was a long afternoon.
It was. It's been a long day.
We've done so much today.
We've had a great day.
It's past all of our nap times. This is getting ridiculous.
Yes. Yes, we're going to be throwing punches in the air pretty soon. We started out our day. Wheels was kind enough to take us to his baseball place. It's called All-Star Performance at 44 and Big Bend. Had a blast. It was so much fun. First time I've thrown a ball in 5 years. First time I've swung a bat in 25 years.
Wow.
That's crazy. I should have swung a bat in 25 years. I should have played something. But it was so much fun, so great. Played baseball all morning with my best friends. Then I went to the ball game with my best friends. Had brought... they wouldn't get nachos with me. That was the only disappointment of the day. I figured Andrew needed to call the ambulance. He wouldn't do nachos with me. That's unheard of.
Well, you got a ton of food right when we got there because we were hungry. We hadn't had lunch. And so you just kind of loaded up a tray. And I was like, okay, this is for everybody. And I ended up eating like half of it.
That's okay.
And then I was like, well, kind of don't need the nachos now.
So played baseball, watched baseball. There's more baseball tonight. Elon Musk and Trump are calling each other names.
Man.
It's been quite a day.
What a day, man.
Cats and dogs living together.
That's been as exciting as the very exciting baseball game.
So bring me up to speed since I'm not on Twitter. What's going on?
What's not? That's better be the better question. We've got Trump threatening to cancel Elon's contracts with the government. You got Elon making accusations about the Epstein list.
Yes.
And I think it seems like it's more Elon today than Trump as far as the back and forth.
Agreed.
But it's just nonstop.
Trump is never completely caught off guard, but he seems back on his heels.
I mean, keep in mind that, like, from my view of it, and I think most people's view of this, not that many people are on Truth Social. Compared to Twitter. So who owns Twitter?
Mm-hmm.
So what's going to get magnified more? What's the algorithm going to recognize more? Yeah. He's got millions of followers. He's got, you know, you got however many damn people that are on Twitter to begin with. So when it comes to like who's going to be the loudest and who's got the biggest audience in this, it's definitely going to be Elon.
Do you think, what do you think is going on behind the scenes? Do you think that people for Trump and people for Musk are reaching out to each other? Do you think it's just a cold war?
I don't know, man. It's hard to tell because it's hard to tell how much of it is real and how much of it is performative.
Mm-hmm.
How much of it is an actual split versus maybe Elon having a temper tantrum.
Yeah,
because he doesn't like that he's not the center of attention. The problem is we just don't know.
Yeah. It's also like really complicated by the fact that like They're both very powerful. Like, he's the president of the free world, and the other one is the richest person ever in history.
With the biggest social media.
So it's like, if someone were to be able to enact some kind of power over a situation, it would be exactly those two guys.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Here, this is to me, it's hard. This is a really difficult situation because there are a million memes that are hilarious about this back and forth, right? I mean, people are going nuts, and it's funny. And I know it's got that reality TV kind of draw to it. I've been following it. It's hard not to. But at the same time, the more I think about it, the more this is not a good thing that the richest man in the world is picking a fight with the president of the United States and that the president of the United States is engaging in this. Like, these two people should both be above this, but nobody who is, quote, a businessman should be able to, I'm not saying speak about things, but make threats to the president, whether you like the president or not.
That's a good point.
You know, I mean, and again, he's not threatening violence or anything like that, right. But he literally said he's in the Epstein files, implying in a bad way, not right. Just his name, right? Because we all know that everybody in politics has been around Epstein at some point in the last 30 years.
I didn't react too strongly to that because I have always assumed that he was on the plane at some point.
Well, I don't think you're going to have to draw this one down party lines. You look at all these old videos and all the old photos, and Epstein's been around. The way I said that did not sound right.
I think all of them. I think they would have to have the goods that Donald Trump was actually with an underage girl.
Right. That would have to be like, yes.
If he was on the plane, if he was on the island, it's kind of a big yawn for me.
Because not that it doesn't matter, but it's not a political divide, right? That's not that part would not. Like, if the list is not being put out, if there is a list, because I know that there's a reporter down in Miami who covered the Epstein stuff from the from the beginning.
Yeah.
And she has said all along, there's no, like, list. The guy didn't just keep a ledger of everything where somebody could find it. But it's more of these names show up in testimony.
Yeah.
These names show up, and they're not all people that are accused of anything. They're just people that have been in his orbit, and a lot of rich people, a lot of politicians, because rich people give money to politicians. So it's all of that nonsense, and I think it does kind of expose that there is an underbelly of dirty people
which we all knew.
Mingling. Right, right.
We all knew.
Well, the funny thing is it's like, okay, so Elon, you're saying you knew this, and you just now decided it was worth sharing all of us? Like,
I saw a good tweet.
That
like,
doesn't
okay,
make you look great.
Yeah, I saw a good tweet that said, so you were good with this until now. Like, you think that's true. And again, I don't know that he thinks it's true. He just could be having one of his temper tantrums and he's lashing out.
When he said, it's time to drop the big bomb.
Yeah.
And that's what he had.
Yeah.
If that's the biggest bomb he's got, he's.
I mean, again, unless he's got.
Bringing a knife to a gunfight.
Unless he's got something that is actual evidence, not just a name on a list, because there are a million names on those lists.
Well, you have to believe that. Well, I don't. Okay. I think that Elon Musk is brilliant. I don't think he's smart. And so I was going to say, if you get access to all the stuff he got access with for Doge, how do you not do your own digging? You know, what's going to help you? What's going to hurt your enemies? But he may not have. He just may not have thought to do that.
Well, I don't know that he had access to everything, right? I mean, he had access to budget things. I'm not sure that there was access, unless he... See, the thing is, if he got access to things he wasn't cleared to have, well, then he committed federal crimes. So he wouldn't necessarily want to be going there. But, I mean, like, as an example, Elon is forwarding things from people who are saying, President versus Elon, who wins? My money's on Elon. Trump should be impeached and J.D. Vance should replace him. Elon retweeted that.
Ooh.
Like, that, to me, again, I don't have to be a president, the lover of a president. That's not okay. When he's making it very clear that because of a personal tiff,
he should be impeached.
That somebody should go. Now that wasn't Elon that said it,
sure,
but he retweeted that,
yeah,
and that was from a right wing influencer.
Elon has flanked him with the right and the bros.
Well, there's certain people, but not all. I've seen quite a few responses from people that are more. Trump's people, right?
Yeah.
The more the like the old school MAGA, and they're like, I knew Elon was a snake. Never trusted that guy. So I think there's clearly a different group of people, and it's a good thing that it's post-election, because if that group of people had split before, the election maybe goes the other way. But that's the other thing Elon said.
Yeah.
He said, without me, he doesn't get reelected.
Yeah.
Which, again, I'm not a big fan of the richest man in the world and essentially saying, I made the president.
Yeah.
Like, that's not okay.
Before we break, can I give some awards for baseball today?
Yeah.
I think the MVP goes to Rachel Zimmerman.
Yeah, I agree.
Really?
You played really well.
I agree.
Thanks, guys.
Even when we were just playing, you didn't miss a grounder. You played really well. Play of the day is easy. It's when I dove for that ball and did three somersaults.
You did a roll and like, so you did the thing where like, you know how to fall.
Yeah.
It wasn't a fall where you hit the ground. You're like, oh, and stop. It was a hit and then a little roll. And they're like, ah, good. I'm good.
I was like Napoleon Solo from The Man from U.N.C.L.E. I just kept doing somersaults.
You know how it is, man. Like, you know, when you know what I'm talking about. When you know how to fall, you know how to fall.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was so fun. Thank you so much for taking
fun.
Us.
And then the coolest part was when Wheels put the batting machine on 90 and we stood behind home plate.
That was
neat. You guys are about 4 feet away
that's
to see
crazy.
How fast that looks, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks.
Nuts.
I want to say thanks to Matt Whiteside. He's my buddy.
Thank you, Matt.
He owns
All Star.
It's a great place.
Be there tomorrow.
I probably have spent more time there than anywhere but home and here.
Yeah.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Quick little show here, 4:51. Oh, Andrew. Last night I ordered Captain D's, and as my side, I ordered a baked potato, but they sent me a cob of corn, which I set to the side derisively. And after I was finished eating, it was still laying on my island. I'm like, fine, I'll play your little game, corn. Wow.
Dude.
So good.
Corn's delicious.
Yeah, I never think of corn.
He's on to something.
On the cob is having a bit of a resurgence, I think, in the culture.
Mm-hmm.
I think people had set it aside for a long time. You know, it can be rough on your teeth. It can, you know, scrape up your gums or whatever while you're chewing, whatever the problem might be with the corn.
It's messy.
It's a little, it can be a little messy.
If you scrape your gums on corn, you may have gum problems.
That's more the husk, I guess.
Yeah, the little if you don't husk them right, they get the little thing stuck in your teeth. Whatever
strings,
it'll happen. But I think it's coming back in a big way because corn on the cob is a great way to eat corn.
Our corn analyst,
I like to put tahini.
Senior
on
corn
my
analyst,
corn.
Senior. You what?
I like to put tahini on my corn.
Oh yeah,
I'm familiar with tahini.
I don't know what that is.
It's a unique blend of 100% natural chili peppers, lime, and sea salt.
And she knew that just right off the top of her head.
Yeah, she didn't read anything.
My gut sounds.
Tahini is excellent on corn because it's tahini and corn plus a little, you know, cream and stuff is kind of just how you make that Mexican street corn.
Oh, yeah, baby.
That's so popular right now. And
isn't
it is
that made with mayonnaise?
Ooh, that is good. Yeah, there's a little like mayonnaise, cream. Yeah. There's all kinds of stuff in
there's
it.
There's a little mayonnaise in everything he eats. So,
yes, that's
you're being,
correct.
You're being superfluous.
That's correct. Mayonnaise, little cream, and salt is like the bottom of my food pyramid. Sure.
Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Wouldn't it be funny? They came out there like, we've had this all wrong. Evidently, mayonnaise is at the very bottom.
All you need to live is mayonnaise and sugar and cream and salt.
True statement. They say that kids like Phoebe who are trying to decide what they're going to do for a living, there's only one question you should ask yourself, just one, and that is what makes you feel most alive, and you go do that.
Can't disagree.
Hmm.
I mean, like, we always phrased it differently. It was do what you love. If you love doing it, then you'll figure out the income. You'll figure out the money because you won't hate your job. You won't hate what you're doing. Now, it's not 100% possible, right?
It is a long, I mean, having, I'm not completed yet, but I'm at retirement age-ish. Plan on going another 10 years, but 25 years in this business, 10 years as a lawyer, I can tell you that those 10 years felt longer than the 25.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of gets to my point.
Yeah.
And again,
life's too long to do something that, I mean, you can do something that you don't love, but you can't do something you hate.
Yes.
That'll send you to an early grave.
Yes. And if you're doing something you don't love, make sure you still do the thing you love.
Yes.
On the side.
There you go. That's right.
Yeah.
I would like to encourage everyone to check out the little video we made of our adventures today.
It's you made a video?
Yep, it's up on Facebook and on the Dave Glover Show Instagram if you'd like to give it
a
gander.
And there's a whole lot of film of me and Wheeler walking from behind. It looks like a couple of Sasquatches went to H&M.
Yeah, yeah. Ben Boyd told me today I'm built like a tornado.
Ah, there are worse things to be built at. Like.
I'm like, it probably fits. I'm an upside down triangle.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.